So, hello everyone. Hello everyone, thank you for being here and for making this room so full, even in the early morning. Don't be confused, I'm speaking in this microphone just for the stream, so we have to talk a little bit louder here so that people online can hear us. So I hope that's all right for you, also to the speakers. Okay, so we are very thrilled from the organizers that you're all here and that we collected so many interesting talks. We will shortly give an introduction into what we thought about the schedule, why the talks are there and were selected. But in general, we had so many good contributions and submissions to this dev room, so it was really hard, and we hope that you will enjoy the program. We, that is people from different railway companies, I would say, in Europe. Like in the last year when we first presented this room or organized this room, we learned a lot, and we also learned each other, and we are actually, and this we can say, we just founded the Open Rail Association just a few days ago officially. So this is one of the forums that we have where we bring together people from the community, from the free and open source software community, but also from railway operators, from the transportation community, to work together. And yeah, this is one of these great opportunities. So it's great that we can do this for the second time in a row. And thank you. Here Loïc Hamelin from SNCF. He will also give a short introduction now. Then it's me, Max Mehl from Deutsche Bahn. We have Cornelius Schumacher from Deutsche Bahn, Peter Keller from SBB, Mahalia Stefan from SBB as well, and Simon Clavier from SNCF. So you see, we are quite international here, and we are the organizers. So, Loïc, do you want to give us a short intro into the day? What can we expect today?
Yes, thank you, Max. So we try to tell a story this year and not to put some talks the one after the other. And we start with something about the data and about the traffic forecast and to modelize the data of the demand. And then what happened with the data, we try to simulate the passenger behavior with a MatSim tool, which is a quite fancy tool. And then once we have this transport modeling, passenger model, we can use it for making simulation and building timetable. So we have these three talks about a fancy tool, which is called OSRD. Yes, it's this tool, so we will have three talks about this tool, one about the map, one about the running time algorithm, and the other one about the signaling system, and then how it is used, and nice, and how the community work with all the railway and for the transportation in general. Cool, Tristram. That's it for me. So maybe we can start now.